We'll do it in the Shulchan Aruch. Also, gets very little mention in the Rivas book, but does get pretty decent. It does kind of open a big sugya elsewhere, which we'll just touch on, give the opinions on of what's going on there. So the case is as follows. It's an interesting case, which I think you could probably find some equivalent to today. Hamavis chaveru al hametbeis, says the Shulchan Aruch, really quoting, somewhat quoting the Gemara. Somebody lends another person money based on a coin. So they lend you a dollar, right? Vosifu al mishkalo, and then they add on its value, meaning that coin now becomes something of a different value. That seems to be the case.
I'm kind of lost because I'm tied up on the language of al hamatbeo. I mean, what does it mean on the coin?
Based on a coinage. Based on a coin.
Based
right,
on
like what
coin.
We've been talking about. The sabasa really has to be based on coins. So you go based on coins, and then the coin became more valuable. Right? So if imhuzlu hape, why would that happen? So in the Gemara's case, the Gemara is, that says that the governor is a new king, Vayakamel Hadash al Pennsylvania, and he decided, right, Asher lo yadas a dollar, right? Then right, and the fear of eye forward is going to be a new dollar or a new shekel. I don't know what happened in Israel. Everything's called the NIS. Yeah. So I don't know what the OIS was. That was before the state.
I think it was a lira one.
Yeah, I think they went to the shekel. They made 10 liras a shekel or something.
So at some point they had to say, you know, this money is now this money, and now you're going to use this money rather than that money. So that's the case that the Gemara is talking about. What? It became
devalued. The lira, if you got paid on the being the month, the end of the month, was worth half as much money or less.
Right, but that was a general economy issue.
Yeah, well, the shekel they managed to do better with. There might have been 2 shekels. I just don't remember anymore. Might have been an early shekel and a new shekel.
Okay, well, you can imagine such a thing happening. You can also imagine something happening to cause deflation or something like that, right? That currency is out, and now this currency is in, and everything's got to be based on this currency, and everything of that currency is going to be worth X of this currency. Now, that might not correspond to reality, right? But that's just what it's going to be. I think that's me. That's the declaration. That's what it's going to be. So what happens now? So imhuzlu aperos. So if now, the fruit go down in value, right? There's the coin is worth more than it used to be. So the relative to the new coin, then relative to the new shekel. So instead of getting 4 oranges per shekel, you're now getting 8 oranges per shekel. So the farmer said, "Hey, wait a second! I only owe you 4 oranges. I don't owe you 8 oranges." While the other person is saying, "No, no, no! You owe me a shekel worth of oranges. Meaning you owe me 8 oranges." So that's the question. So if because of this additional value to the shekel, the value of the fruits go down, then we deduct the shear that was added on. I mean, we go by the real value, not by this coinage value. Even if it adds a little bit, that's still going to be how we're going to go. But if the government is able to regulate the prices well enough so that it doesn't get devalued at all, we don't deduct anything. Rather, we just give from that coin, which is the value at that particular time. So, what exactly is the case? That if you're adding on, you're adding on up to a fifth, meaning we do allow for some fluctuation. If that fluctuation is up to a fifth, it's okay. You go to Shahai Mishkalu Dad, but they say, hey, that is worth 4, and now it's worth 5. I mean, I think it's one, it was worth 4.
A fifth is a quarter.
Right. Okay. Without getting into the exact amounts, right? Because of this devaluation, it's changed a little bit. Even the value has changed a little bit, despite the government saying no, it's going to be exact same. That's going to be okay. But if it's more than a fifth, which may or may not be a quarter, we deduct the entire addition. Even though the peros haven't officially gone down in value, similarly, if you lend money based on on a coin, I mean, instead of a value of a product, it's the value of just the coin itself. So we're going to say the same thing. If the value is going to be off a little bit, so then it depends how off. Up to a fifth, it's going to be okay. We'll just say no, it's going to transfer over. If it's more than that, so then it's going to be the value of that coin.
So this would be the same thing if you borrowed something for X amount of years, there was a tremendous amount of inflation, the value of that dollar would not buy the same.
Yes,
that
so I don't think
five
so.
Years ago.
Yes, so we've had that. I don't know. I think this case is specifically there was a objective change to the coin. Right, the coin, there was the coin. The king said that, that's the case in the Gemara. This is being based off.
I understand that. But
so a plain inflation that just goes with the whims. I think that's the previous simanim that are just saying no. That's we follow the value of the coins and the coin rules the day. We had that case with a house, with a house warrant. I forget, I can't remember what the case was exactly. One of the earlier shiurim we used that example. Of that the house had a certain value and it was a mortgage. I don't remember what it was. Okay, so continues the Ramban, says Vayim Chushin Mishpat Simin Ayin Dalid. So I meant to bring one. The Chushin Mishpat Simin Ayin Dalid is the very last simin of the first volume of Choshen Mishpat. So what is in the standard edition of Shulchan Aruch? So it says Emas Yocha Lahachzir Hamatbeya Shahal Velo Afal Gav De Nifsula. That, well, what if you still have that coin? Meaning I borrowed a coin, now that coin is out of style, and I want to return that coin. Right? So that actually is a case, that's actually the case the Gemara was talking about. One of the cases the Gemara was talking about. I want to return that coin. So, Vim Huzlu Aperus Machmas Hamatbeha HaChadasha, V'lo Husifu Aleha, Nosin Lo Matbeha HaChadasha. So if the fruit went down in value because of the new coin, if the payers went down in value because of the new coin, and they're not, I guess they didn't add on to it, you could give back the new coin. We give back the We give back that new coin. His read is here. This is the Chalkas Binyamin's read. I mean, the old matbeah is no good. The other, and they made a new one. Vitzur acharis, with a different look to it. V'gam huzlu aperus machmas shamatbeah chadasha harifa yoser. And also the value of the fruit went down because the new coin is worth more. Shemnei adam kotsim aleha yoser. People wanted more. So nevertheless, because they're not adding on to the amount of the fruits, we're not concerned about ribis. Vatam, the reason is that's the rule of the coin. That the upping and downing of the coin, it doesn't mean anything with regards to the coinage, it just reflects in the amount of peros. Right? That was the whole theme of Natal Sa'af and Natal. Nothing saw, and nothing saw. Right? It's the coinage value of it. So I could borrow, the case in Rabbi Reisen's book is, if a caterer borrows 100 chickens from somebody, and now the price of chickens go down, you have a choice. You can either give back $100 worth of chickens, you borrowed $100 worth of chickens, and now the price of chickens goes down, so you could give back either $100, or you could come back $100 worth of chicken, which in fact might be 110 chickens as opposed to 100 chickens, right? That's the classic case here. If you're only talking about the coin, even though you could demonstrably show that the old coin is worth a different amount than the new coin, since there was, it doesn't matter. We're following off of the coin, even though there is a price fluctuation within that coin.
And he has the old coin, you said.
I'm sorry, right?
One second here. You're right. Right. Tam Mishnei Shizeu Dimat Peyash In Hayoker Vazol Misyachad Al Peyah Rakhal Peyas Apal Peyashu Beemes Asiv Mitzad Hamat Peyah Shnispat La Hayishana Vautziu Chadasha Dimikol Makom Mi'Achar Shein Shinu B'Mashkala Harezu Nechsheves Kayishana Dakim Husifu Al Mishkala Vezayli Peyri Azu Darmina Dehavi Kamat Peyah Chadasha Vedina Lifroa B'Hayishana. I just got lost here. Again, fine. Sorry again. Amos Yochel LaHachzi HaMatpeish HaHavel Afagav the Nifsel, even though it's no good, that he could return it. Period. I think that's the first case. Look over there where it says that you could return the old coin, even though it's now possible. If you have the coin, you can give back that coin. Period. That's case number one. Case number two is, V'imhuzlu HaPeiros Machas HaMatpeah Chadash, that if the value of the fruit went down because of the new coin, V'lo Husifu Aleha, and you're not adding any fruit to it, no sin lo matbeya hachadasha, then you would give back the value according to the new matbeya. Right? Beheitha shenas, period. That's case number two. That if you're exchanging commodities, so if you're exchanging the coin, you can give back the exact coin. If you're exchanging, or if you don't have the exact coin, you got to give back the new coin. If you're exchanging commodities, so then the commodities are based off of the new coin as opposed to the old coin. Okay, that's case number two. Case number three is veheicha she'asu matbeah chadash, in the case where they did make this new coin, v'lo yadanu im hosifu im pachsu chomesh, and we don't know whether it's added or not, more or less a fifth. Samchinan kochavim debekiyim bekach b'masichin lefi tuman. We could rely on non-Jews to make this estimation. You would bring it to a non-Jew estimator, and not telling him what's at stake. Masichli Bitum is not telling him what's at stake. Now, I'm not sure why you can't even tell him what's at stake here. I'm not sure why that would make it. Why Masich Lefitumen is necessary here? But you could bring it to the non-Jew, let him deal with it, let him tell you the price, and you would follow him. O bar kos hamumanu malkach, or you could bring it to their courts. Okay, so that's now you see where we're heading. And then the last thing the Ramah says, v'im gazar hamelach, if the king makes a rule, shekol mi sheyifra yifrat be'ah chadasha, that you have to pay, whoever pays back, you have to pay with the new coin, holchin achar gezeiras hamelach, we follow the king's ruling. Why? The din and the malchus adina. So this is one of the times, right, invoking Dina Malchus Adina. So what's going on? So it's a pretty remarkable thing, as the Shach points out. Ve'im bezel lo mishum ribis, ve'lo mishum iser gezel, and there's no issue of ribis, and there's no issue of gezel. Because what's going on here? Shlema and Beryl are having an exchange with one another, and when he gives them based on the old coinage, and now he says, okay, now when it's time for you to pay back, you got to pay me back what I give you. But so he gives him back four oranges. No. But now it's worth eight oranges, right? When I gave you a shekel worth of oranges, it was worth four, and now it's worth eight, you owe me eight. So that's like ribbis lucking. And even though the whole thing is artificial, the whole thing is being used by the government. It's not that the fruits have changed in value, it's just the coinage has changed in value, and it was done artificially. So even so, says the Rama, we pass in Dina de Malchus Adina on this case, which is a remarkable thing, as the Shach then goes to point out. So the Shach points out here, and it's, as you can see, it is a lengthy, the first thing he said, and then the Rama adds in these words, V'ayin b'choshen mishpat simen ayin dalet. I'm not sure why Cheshei stands for choshen mishpat. You call it choshen mishpat, but ayin choshen mishpat simen ayin dalet. So what is he, if you go there, what's the problem? The problem there is that the Rama seems to voice two opinions in Choshen Mishpat and Dalet. At first he says, yeah, we follow Dina Malchus Adina. And Yish Omrim, and some say that we only follow Dina Malchus Adina when it comes to things like taxes and tariffs and things like that. So is that disagreeing? So why does he not invoke that here? So that's always a question. Maybe he is invoking it here by the fact that he says, oh, and see over there, means that he really holds that there's two opinions. Or it means that the Ramah is really paskening which opinion he holds over there by saying over here that Dina Malchus Adina would apply to this. So the Shach, debating whether to dig into this or not, I'm kind of leaning against. So the Shach points out and says, well, yeah, but the Ramah doesn't really have to comment on that din, because even if you assume that Dina Malchus and Dina only, there's two shitas. One sheet is that whatever it is they do, we listen to, except for things when it comes to Mamanos. So that's issue number one. Dina Malchus and Dina, we listen to them, except for how it applies to our Torah. So if the government gets up and says, everybody has to work on Saturday, so we say, double, double, triple pay, you ain't gonna make me work on Saturday, right? Regardless of what the Dina de Malchus and Dina is, right? So when we take, what were these cases here? The Ramah mentioned two different Dina de Malchus and Dina issues here. He said, Holchemach is here, smell Dina de Malchus and Dina, Veimbazel Lomishum Ribis, Velomishum Gezel. Right? So with regards to the Gezel, you could kind of slide around it. I mean, you could say the government has declared that this isn't Gezel. And just as we filed the government with regards to a couple of Choshen Mishpat issues, we're going to file it with regards to this. The government has hereby declared not Gezel. We're going to assume that it's not going to be Gezel. But they turn around and say, but wait a second, Ribis is not subject to the whims of the government. Ribis is an issue. Benaldo Lamakom and some, right? I mean, it's a bit of a question. Is it Benaldo Chayr or Benaldo Lamakom? It seems like it's a Benaldo Lamakom issue. How could one just rely on the government and say, oh, and the government is telling us that is hereby declaring that this is a grimace, right? Why is that going to be okay? So in the Beis Yosef, he quotes, he adds in the post-composition, Mosif halova bepiron eina birtzavavavil, sorry, Mali dina shemalchus hayonechshav gezav lo ribis, umeila akshav shegazra hamalchus latit matbeya hachada. Now that the government has made the gezeira and made a new matbeya, hol v'dina din le'inyan hamamon shuv ein bo mishum rivis. It's a Beis Yosef quotes from the Sefer Mitzvos, I think. No, not Sefer Mitzvos, the the Bala Trumos, saying, yeah, that is true, right? The government declares what money is worth money, and if the government has declared the value is this, so that's it. That's going to be the halach with regards to ribas also, whether you like it or not. So it's going to solve the problem with regards to gezel, it's going to solve the problem with regards to ribas. The problem is, okay, well, what about those shitas that assume that the government should not have jurisdiction on anything other than either taxes or anything other than land? That's the third opinion. The third opinion is that the government can employ, can make halachos with regards to land, but not with regards to us. They could bridges and make those kinds of things and make those kinds of declarations, but they could tax us and they could tax our goods and the goods coming in. That is their right, but they don't have, but they're not going to be able to get involved with our monetary situation. So the Shach says simply, I think all he's saying is that in Dina de Malchusa Gadol Mizu. Right? If you, that whole discussion is about, well, what do they have a right with regard vis-a-vis us? But with regards to the coins is the government, right? It's not that they're impacting something that we're doing separate from the government. No, the coins is by definition a government activity. So whatever their declaration is going to be, that's what it's going to be, and therefore that's going to be the way that we, function with regards to deals even taking place between Jews themselves.
Otherwise, we have to have our own special coinage.
Otherwise, right. And remember, there's also a case of a kula for one is a chumra for another, right? So we're going to be making on the lova and say, no, you could go according to the old coinage system. Mom was like, hey, wait a second, I can't get anything for those oranges anymore because the government has messed up the whole coinage system. Yeah, so going further than that in the Dina Malchus and Dina world is like another different series. But that is the end of Kuf Samach Dalet. Okay.
So
Kuf Samach Chai, I mean.
Is your impression that the coins had a value above and beyond the weight of silver or whatever? In other words, the government comes out with a new coin and it says it's worth 20% more, but it's the same amount of silver.
Yeah, so
it's hard for the government to enforce, I think, back in those days. Nowadays it's different because they don't have a standard.
So the Gemara's case is the new coins are bigger.
Yeah,
so that was the case that the Gemara was using.
It should be worth more because it has more silver. So
right.
Right, but they're still calling it the shekel, or the lira, or the zuz, right. Or the zloty, or the franc, or the, Okay, the Kuf Samach Vav is really going back to something that we learned already. Good chazara here. The Kuf Samach Vav is Hamalvis Chaveru Lo Yasem Melacha Be Avdo. That is somebody who lends money to their chaver, so you can't do work with their. You can't now say, oh well, let me use your eved now. Afilu hu batel, even if he's not doing anything. Velo yadur bechetzru chinam, nor can you, the malveh, live in the lovez property for free. You can't say, okay, well, now I'll move in for a little bit. Velo yiskur mimenu bepachos, and nor can you rent it for less than the market value. Afilu bechatzir delo kaima laagra. Even if it's a chatzir that is not normally rented out. Still, if it's below market value, that's a problem, because it appears like you're gaining off of the loan that you made. So, and v'gavr d'lo avi l'megar, and you're also a person that doesn't normally rent things. So even both of those cases, still, you're not permitted to get involved in that way. V'imdar bo kfar, now what happens if you live there already? You're the tenant already, and the landlord will borrow some money. Yeah. If it's a chatzir that's not normally rented, so he doesn't have to give him anything, even to be like yotzi something. He was living there already for free, it sounds like. He was living there already for free, so he doesn't have to give him extra in order to alleviate this issue. Even if he's a person that normally rents. And the Rambam says, even if he's a person that doesn't normally rent, it's still considered avak ribis, and you would have to return it in order to be yotze yidei shemayim. So that ends up being a machlokas here in the case of gavra d'lo avid lemega or not. The person that doesn't normally rent, the Rambam ends up being more machmir than the Shulchan Aruch, the Paskin, like the Shulchan Aruch. But this is like, then becomes a big issue. Right? So you're living someplace, how does this extend to other types of loans? So this already showed up. And remember that when we learned Kuf Samach was the like introduction parak. So this thing came up in Kuf Samach Sif Zayin. And there it was Tzarech Hamavel Yizar Milahenos Me'alove Shalom Yidaito Kol Zman Shema Osav V'yada, as long as he has his money. Afilu V'davar Shaya Osalo Afim Lo Halveyu. Even something that he would do for him, even if he wouldn't lend the money. But if he would benefit from a midaito, mutter b'davar shai osim lo af lo halveu b'vachulei davar shel farhesya. The Shulchan Aruch's exemption there, or exception, so you can't do it, but if it's something you normally do, you could do, as long as it's not something public. And what are the examples of something that's public? Kigon, l'ador b'chatzeru l'shtamish b'avadav. So those are the examples that are public things, and that's what's being invoked here in Kuf Samach Vav, saying something that's public should not be something that you would do, but if it's something that was a period. So the Shulchan gives us some difficult wiggle room here. Remember there was the Shiloh that Rabbi Reisman had about the Pidyon HaBen, right? If I owe the Kohen money, can I then use him as my Kohen for Pidyon HaBen? Because now I'm hereby giving him more money in a public forum that he otherwise wouldn't get. I could have given it to somebody else. So that's a Farhesia issue. So the Shach here has what I guess is a very expandable heter, it seems. Because the Shach says, Dafka honey, he says specific these cases. Shein varim shel farhesya aser. Aval lahash ilo kele, but the Shach 1. Kufsal chvav 1.
Okay, Dafka. Okay.
Yeah. Aval lahash ilo kele, but to lend him vessels, obehemto, or his animal, chai gavna, things like that, that would be okay. Imam meshiu belafach, if you would have lent it otherwise. Now, in some ways, that could be more public than sneaking into his chatzer without him knowing about it, right? I could borrow his car. Could borrow his horse.
Yeah, it could be cool.
Right? So, I don't know. I'm not sure what to do. Anyways, Kimish Osa Oso Midas Halova, Kedilevos. He's doing it based on the Lova's knowledge. The Lova, I guess, would always do this. The King Kasav Haposkim, because of Orah Rosh, Sheyesh Beforshim Hechid Yadua Shekodim Halva Hayu Ova Mzetze, if it was known that before the loan they loved one another. Kol Kakshahayim Mashilin Chatzir Zelazad, they would lend Chatzirs to one another, Yim Hayu Tzrichim, if they would need it. So Mutter, Vashilo, Yim La'achar Halva, you're allowed to do it, Gam La'achar Halva, you're also allowed to lend it after the Halva as well. They know Azir, Rach Mistam, the problem is really only between two plain people that don't know each other. Of course, then why is he lending him money with that? Okay, but the king cuts out Mordechai, which are opposing the Divrei Marashal. A parak goes al Eitim right near it. The Lo Shari B'Chai Gavna El Advarim She'Imen Shel For Hesia, that the Marashal is Machmir on that case of the Rush. So it ends up being that the Shach is quoting a Machlokas here between the Rush and the Maharshal with regards to if they're really, really good friends and they always sleep over at each other's houses or they're always renting out the rooms to one another, is that going to be okay or is that going to be problematic? So the Rush seems to be saying that it's okay. The Maharshal seems to be saying that it's a problem in the Rabbi Reisen book. He seemed to lean Lakula on this. I was a little surprised, but he seems to be Lakula on this issue. So if that's the case, I just was wondering, okay, like in today's society, I think people lend a lot. People probably lend more stuff than they did before. I don't know, maybe yes, maybe no. I think they lend differently, probably, than they did before. So, I mean, there's this concept, two people learn in the same yeshiva as one another. Right? It's known that this guy always lends out his car to guys that need to go out on a date. Right? So, if he also borrowed one, now, you don't necessarily have that much to do with him, but, I borrowed $10 from him once, I owe him $10, and can I also borrow his car now? Like, is that then a problem? It's for Hess, you're taking out you're going on a date, and the girl probably was in the car last week with a different guy, right? So everybody knows that you're borrowing it, and also how much do people need to know? Also, I don't think you ever deciphered it. People is for Hesia. What
Rents is
who knows about the loan?
The Vardar Kishiva, they used to all wear one suit.
Right, there is large, medium, and small.
Oh, okay.
Please, they had some. Right, but another thing that struck me is it might be farhesia, the thing that you're doing. Pidyon Avem is farhesia, but who says that the loan is farhesia? Right, the whole concern is some kind of Marasayan thing, so that should only be an issue if people know that there is a loan that exists.
Right.
But that, I didn't see anybody like bring that up. So.
Are these likely to be loans with a shtar or just loans by word of mouth?
Right, that's a good point. The Gemara says that line, a shtar is
Mefarhesia. Yeah, supposedly.
I don't know what that meant. I don't know.
I had to go through court. I had to go through court.
Right, that might mean it might just mean that it's researchable, but I'm not sure that impacts this din. That's a din in Chosha Mishnah. You should be able to find out if it's in writing. You should be able to do a title search. But this isn't necessarily the same thing. So I don't know what to do with that. Maybe the person in Simon will come up with the answer to that question.
It depends about the show so much.
Irma, Marshall.